And it is the week of Veterans Day. Veterans Day is Friday, November 11th. And we've got company for Kaleidoscope from the American Legion. I'm just going to start by having you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm the commander. That's Fred Myers. And we're getting ready for our Veterans Day program. We got to go to school on Thursday to set up. And on Thursday, we'll get everything set up on a stage. And then Friday is our program. We're going to have breakfast at the school, which is 7:30, and then the program starts at 9:30. And then after the program, we're going to go to Lutheran Church of Our Saviors for dinner. And the dinner is going to be a free will offering this year. We asked what the cost of dinner was going to be, and when they said around $15, and we had a lot of complaint that, boy, we can't afford that. So we went with free will offering and see what we can get. So I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we're going to try it and see what happens.
So. Okay. Very good.
I'm Babe Kroll, and I'm the past commander. I put in 20 or 12 years, and I think Fred's what is on 9 now.
Yep.
And so...
Well, we're glad you guys are here today, and we kind of started talking about Friday's a big day, and the program is one that, boy, if people have never taken part in it, you really need to plan on attending.
Well, getting back to our program, it started 36 years ago by three members of the Legion. Don Abel started it all because he was the division commander, and he was going to speak over at Blue Earth, and they had a program similar to this. And he came back, and it's where it all started from. He talked to Aubrey Philbrandt, was a member, and they said, well, we got to get Dave Adamson. He was a lieutenant colonel at that time, and a short time later he got to be a general, brigadier general. So we had a lot of help there, and his idea was to get it into the school. And so the reason we did that is we wanted to teach the students patriotism. And so for the 36 years we've been doing that. And
every year since it started, it's been with the school involved.
One year we had a storm. We didn't make that one.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's been that way. And we had a student one time helping us set up. He said, you know, Babe, I've been the whole grommet here. I started in the kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. We had him. He was in the guards. And so he carried the flag down.
Ah.
And I says, no. You haven't made the whole rhyme yet until you set it behind the stage.
There you go.
Yeah. So
absolutely. Yeah. But the school really is very involved in this as far as the program itself.
Well, it's the whole thing that's holding it together. We probably have the biggest, well, I wouldn't say the biggest, but the most people, because we have over 1,000 performers in our program when
Wow.
you think of the average student is in there. So this is our big selling point, is the school. And I guess they even said one time, if we abandoned the Legion, they would still continue it. So they feel very highly about it. And so we are dedicated to the school and all the staff that perform for they work with these students. So we're very fortunate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long does the program typically last?
About an hour.
Is it about an hour?
Oh, the program usually runs about an hour.
Okay. So. And there's all kinds of good music and guest speakers, and there's a lot that happens.
Well, I was up in the Adjutant General's office in Minneapolis, St. Paul one time, and I said, your boss had been there, Hatch had been one of the speakers. And she says, you know, Babe, I'd be honored to be your speaker. And that's how we got her.
Wow.
I told her, I said, well, I'll talk it over with the program committee. I was the commander at that time. And we wrote her a letter and said, yes, come on.
Probably down. Wasn't too hard to convince the committee.
No.
So the program, what time does it start?
Pardon?
What time does the program start on
9:30.
Friday?
Starts on 9:30.
Okay. And then after that, you head over to the church for lunch.
Right. We're going over to our Savior's Lutheran Church over here by Higley's. And the meal is being catered by Brenda's. It's a one-way catering by Brenda Harder from Mountain Lake.
So you know
it's
going
to
be good.
Of the church.
Okay. Yep. And again, free will donation, and if you want to give your $10, that's fine. If you want to give $20, you sure can.
And I think the meal, she's got the meal set up for about 11:30 to start.
So. Okay. And again, everybody is welcome.
Yep.
Well, that breakfast is for the honor guard. Yep. Is what that is for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
We worked with the fire department again this year, and we got two members of the fire department that are going to do the flag detail for us. We're trying to keep things local as much as we can. The town is involved with it just as well as we are. So, and they're helping us out quite a bit.
Absolutely. I want to take just a minute while we still have a couple minutes here and just talk about the Legion and some of the benefits maybe for veterans that haven't gotten involved yet that they should.
Well, naturally, if you've ever been to a military funeral, you see what benefit the family gets. We're doing it for our fallen comrade. But when you see the looks on the family when we come up there, and we've been very fortunate to probably have one of the biggest honor guard in this area. And so we run, what did we have last time? 12?
Yeah.
There was 12. Okay.
Well, 14. We just had 14 Saturday.
Yeah, 14 Saturday.
Okay.
So it's very impressive, and we're so glad that we can do that, because it's all volunteer. They don't get paid for that.
Sure.
And so everybody wants to feel, hey, we're doing this last ceremony for our fallen comrade.
Absolutely. If people have questions or would like to join, become a member, how do they go about doing that?
You talk to a member. Fred.
If they join the Legion, they can be joined the Honor Guard. It's just one of those things. It goes with the Legion. It's all volunteer work. I mean, I've done it now for, I can't even remember how many years I've done it. I mean, it's to me, it's the best thing that we can do for the families. I mean, they deserve it, and they get a big flag, you know.
Sure.
So, and that's all given by the state. And the families, they deserve this big flag, and they deserve everything that we can give them.
Agreed.
And if it gets to the point where we can't do it anymore, I don't know what's going to happen with these families, that they just won't be able to get what they deserve. So we need members.
Yep.
So
members and support
If they join the Legion, I think their membership is automatically $1,000 life insurance, accidental life insurance.
Okay. Very good.
But no, the community helps us a whole lot. So we appreciate that. Appreciate everything that we can get.
Let's go through the who, what, when's one more time for the program on Friday.
Okay. Our speaker is the new Veterans Service Officer. You got his picture there on the back of your program. And his first name is Michael, I think it is.
And you're not even going to try to pronounce his last
Mitchell.
Name.
Huh? Well, we'll leave that up to you.
I'm not sure I can name. Either. I believe it's Shemleski.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
We'll just say it fast and move on.
Yeah.
So we're fortunate to have him able to speak, right. too.
Yeah. So that helps. We thought that would help the veterans and anybody that's interested. He would have the information for him. And seeing he's new, we'll make sure that the people know who it is. And
absolutely.
He's out on 71, you know.
Yep, so. In the office there. All right. Program starts at 9:30 at the high school.
Yep.
Anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, and if they want to know about the meal, it's on Channel 3. It's on the roll-up.
Okay.
And it's been advertised for about 2 weeks now, so they can't say that it hasn't been advertised.
Yep.
So
it's there. Yep. And you know it's going to be good.
But we know anybody that's been there know what kind of the program we got. We get a lot of publicity. We've had Mad Cato come down quite often and tape the thing. And so just be part of it. That's what we want to do,
is absolutely.
Make sure that you're part of it.
We've had a lot of good comments at our Veterans Day program. A lot of people say that it's probably one of the best ones in southern Minnesota, so which makes us feel very proud.
Absolutely. So,
and we have people that come down from KUYC and put it on television. I don't know if they're going to make it this year or not. I had a phone call the other day from a lady that, and I don't know, I didn't know where she was from or anything, but she said that they were going to be here. And she says, we'll see you on Veterans Day. And I don't know where she's from or anything. So
be a nice surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, I know another one that was from a local Legion, but they were having it the same day. She says, I'll be there at yours. So, yeah.
Wow. That tells you something. Yeah, that says about everything.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Absolutely.
We're glad that you allow us to come and
I can't think of a better reason.
Yeah. Yep. So, thank you.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.